People in countries beset by violence, oppression, human rights abuses, we can assume that their stress levels are higher than here in the U.S. For some, though, there's an antidote that helps to relieve their suffering, and his name is Yanni. New age music, jazz, classical, soft rock, global influences. Since the 1980s, this has been Yanni's stock and trade. Born in Greece, turned into a musician here in the U.S., Yanni has graced historic stages around the globe. And in the process, he's periodically planted himself alongside some politically compromising situations. Yanni's just released a new recording. It's called Sensuous Chill, which brought him to our microphone recently. It's great to have you on the program and wonderful to meet you. You've had a rich and rewarding career as a musician, but I want to ask you about Tunisia, specifically a concert you played there in July of 2014 at the Carthage Music Festival. A week before you arrived, there had been an attack on Tunisian soldiers by extremists with Al-Qaeda and the Islamic Maghreb. 14 soldiers were killed. And Tunisia seemed to see you as something of a savior almost. Tell me about being there in that moment.
You're going to make me cry about that. I mean, we all took about 2 weeks to get over what we felt while we were there. They received us with open arms. 27,000 people showed up, and it was almost like a vigil. I have never been more loved and more touched. I don't know how to explain it. You know, they always wanted to make me cry. The country was in mourning, and they stopped that so that I could be there.
How did that concert, Yanni, change your relationship with Tunisia? Because it feels like it's made you something of almost a political musician now that you weren't before.
I am not political. I'm a humanist. I cannot stand watch people suffer, especially good people. I'm not a politician, and I never will become one.
And yet it sounds like this moment for you in Tunisia, where you kind of got wrapped up in this political event, was really poignant, very emotional for you.
It was very emotional. You keep using the word political. They did not politicize me one bit. They protect me and they protect my integrity. It's the same thing as what happened in Egypt. Mm. What happens in a lot of countries that I go. They will not politicize me because that will diminish who I am. And they protect me, all of them, from Russia to China to Egypt to Tunisia to Oman, Bahrain, Qatar, Dubai. If you politicize me, you will take my power away from me. I don't do this for political reasons. I do it for humanitarian reasons.
So, Yanni, you were born in Greece. You're adored by Tunisians, by Egyptians, not to mention a lot of the world. As a native Greek, what hope do you have for this whole Mediterranean area, people fleeing war and hardship, landing in Greece, your native land? How does all of this look to you?
It's extremely painful to watch. It's impossible for somebody to be watching all this happening in the world right now and not feel pain. But I will say it one more time. I will never lose my faith in humanity and our incredible ability to overcome just about anything that we're challenged with. And we all need to do our part. And I do believe I am doing mine.
That's the musician known as Yanni. No last name needed.